I'm not skeptical about the science at all. The science that I know of on this subject relating to COVID-19 is perfectly sound. The reason people might think I'm skeptical is that I am reluctant to leap forward to make any assumptions about its practical utility. But I certainly think it's very valuable science and needs to be followed up, and of course is being followed up. It's quite unstoppable that the research is unstoppable because it has such tremendous potential to be of value. So I'm not skeptical of the science. I'm skeptical of leaping to conclusions.
We do know that you shared the Nobel Prize back in 2015 for your part in the discovery of this drug. Just take us back there to that, first of all, and how that happened and, you know, what it's been used for since up to date.
Yes, well, the drug goes back to 1975 when my colleagues and I at the Merck Pharmaceutical Company discovered that this bacterium that had been isolated by Professor Omura and his colleagues in Japan actually produced something of great value. And we discovered this simply by testing it, not by having figured out anything about its biochemistry, but we were great believers in the empirical approach of testing as many things as possible in the disease that you're working on. And I think that remains a key aspect of this whole business. And in fact, this should, in a way, have been discovered much earlier, its activity against viruses. Because if you are working on viruses and a new drug comes along in some other field, it makes sense for you to try it just empirically to see if it works. So this, in fact, eventually is what happened, and I'm all for that.
Now, we do know that it hasn't been approved as a drug against viruses, but it is known to be effective in the lab against a broad range of viruses like influenza and HIV and so on.
Right. And the reason that one has to be cautious about that is that it's not... those studies were not done in animals or people for the most part, and certainly the ones with COVID-19 until recently had not been done in animals or people, but rather in tissue culture, which is better than doing it just in a plain test tube or dish, because with viruses you can culture mammalian cells, and the virus infects the cells, and so you can test things against them in a pretty realistic way because they are actually living cells. But still, it's not the same as being in an animal or a person. And the other reason that there was reason for caution was that the dosages that were used against the viruses in tissue culture were very high compared to the levels that you find in the blood of people that have been treated with ivermectin. But since then, very recently, studies have in fact been started on people, and the results are very encouraging so far. But I'm not close to those studies or don't have first knowledge of them, and I don't want to comment on those, except that even within the last week or so, when I last commented on the subject, things have progressed very rapidly, and I think we'll continue to do that. So I think the prospects are encouraging and certainly need to be followed.
So while you are erring on the side of caution somewhat, you do remain hopeful that this could be a step in the right direction.
Yes, absolutely. It's a step in the right direction. It may even be the big step. It may even be just absolutely wonderful. But one certainly has to be careful not to jump ahead on these matters, because there's too much at stake, both for good and bad.
Now, I know that you mentioned previously that you're not close to the current studies that are underway, but certainly from your own experience, Professor, how likely do we think, you know, or how quickly do you think a vaccine could be manufactured?
Well, a vaccine is a very different story, and I really am not in a position to comment on vaccines at all, except one hears it all the time on the news that it's certainly going to take a while. But I have tremendous confidence in the immunologists in their ability to develop vaccines against the virus diseases. It has been more difficult in other areas of infection, but for virus diseases, the immunologists are fantastically good at developing vaccines, but it certainly takes a lot of work and takes time. But I think the immunologists will succeed in getting a vaccine for any viral infection.
I'm sure the fact that you have both discovered, helped discover and develop ivermectin, you will be keeping a very close eye on these proceedings now going forward.
Yes, I certainly hope so. I am very old now and very far removed from practical involvement in any of this, but I certainly will be following what I can with tremendous interest, and I think it's all very, very exciting.
You're living in America now at the minute, Professor, but obviously we know that you're from Donegal. What is life like in America at present?
Well, it's like much of the rest of the world. We're living in isolation, so I'm not only ancient, but isolated physically to a large extent. And so we are in different areas, coping as best we can, different geographical areas, different climatological areas. So we are trying to cope as best we can and trying again to not get ahead of the science, but rather to be guided by it, and at the same time have a certain amount of adventure in trying things and pursuing things when there is some possibility of good coming out of it.
Is it your wish to visit Donegal again if and when this is all over?
Well, I was very much looking forward to being there in June because there were going to be things happening in June. And my birthday, my 90th birthday, if I live that long, will be in June. And so that was all very exciting, but that has been postponed because of the pandemic. I was going to spend time back in my hometown of Remelton, among other places. So that's certainly a big disappointment.
But as you say, the celebrations aren't cancelled, they're only postponed. I'm sure you'll be here celebrating with your family very soon.
Well, that's very nice of you to say so, and I like to think that's true. Yeah, let's hope so.